Hi, everyone. My name is Jolene Smades, and I am up here today to share how by the grace of God I was saved. Scripture says in Psalm 14:2-3 that the Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. This was a reality that I understood at a young age. I knew God hated sin and that I was full of sin. But I was born into a traditional Roman Catholic family. Growing up, I was taught that the triune God existed and that Jesus, who was part of the Trinity, had been sent to earth to pay the penalty for the sins of everyone who would believe in him. But I was also taught that it wasn't enough to believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, but that I had to also follow all the Catholic Church laws, and even then I was only guaranteed to enter purgatory when I died. As a result of this, I didn't have a full picture of God's character. I didn't know who he truly was, and I felt only the burden of my sinful state, no matter how good I tried to be. And at an early age, I felt hopeless without a way to become clean in God's eyes. I knew God's law, but had no idea how to access his grace and forgiveness in a way that provided relief. I was experiencing Romans 3, verse 20. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. I knew I was a sinful, fallen creature, offending my perfect and holy Creator. Because of this, I believed in a version of God full of wrath, expecting perfection, who gave no way to fulfill his demands. Even though Jesus had paid the penalty for sins, somehow that wasn't enough. I still needed to accomplish my own salvation through works and sacraments and by somehow staying sinless. Jesus was deaf to my prayers and pleas, so I was told to pray to the saints and Mary. It was as if after the cross, Jesus couldn't be bothered to help me any further. He had done his part, and I needed to do mine. Psalm 7, verse 15 says, "A wicked man makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made." I didn't know how to be reconciled to God, so I hardened my heart against him and accepted the grim reality that I was going to hell. I was in a pit, and I was only getting buried deeper. Because of this, I made a plan to enjoy what I could while still on earth, looking for happiness any way I could get it. Consequently, my years spent in middle and high school are a blur of incredibly bad decisions, with some events that I can't recall without a feeling of shame so deep that I only find relief by remembering God has forgiven me. When high school ended, I had no direction for my life and only a vague, society-pleasing agenda in mind that I would take a year off and enter college afterward. I ended up traveling around the U.S. and lived in Seattle for 4 months before I ended up moving back home to Arizona. I had to move back into my mom's house and was under pressure to quickly find a job. At the time, my sister was employed at a home decor store, and she advised me to apply where she was working, since they were always hiring somewhere in the store. And we also knew several people who already worked there. When I did apply, it was for the store in Chandler, but they didn't have any openings. It was this reason that I went on to apply at the Scottsdale location, despite it being a 30-minute drive for me, and despite the fact that I didn't own a car. Fortunately, the Scottsdale location had a few openings, and when I was interviewed, I was offered a position in two different departments. I ended up picking the area where I knew one of the other coworkers through my sister. Now, I'm saying all this to display the immense power of God's providence, because it was at this store and in that specific department where I met my husband. So at this point in my young life, I was well practiced at silencing my conscience, if it ever did twinge. I was no longer searching for a way to know God and had even gone so far as to explore Buddhism and being spiritual. I had totally rejected the knowledge I had grown up with. It was only at Christmas or Easter that Jesus would cross my mind again, just to be quickly forgotten in the commotion of festivities and family gatherings. This was the state I was in when I finally collided with God in a significant way. There I was at my new job for about 7 to 8 hours a day with nothing much to do except talk with my new coworker. It was through this extended exposure of one-on-one time that we became friends. We shared a lot of common interests and never seemed to run out of things we could discuss. I can't remember how, but one day we ended up talking about my Catholic past, and I was telling him how during the consecration of the communion bread, it became Christ's actual body. Thankfully, he was a Christian and was able to tell me with such assured confidence that I was incorrect, and he even gave me reasons for how he knew this. I was truly amazed. Here was someone who not only believed in God correctly, but also had answers for why he believed what he did. It was as if I stood in a pitch black room and someone had flicked a light switch on. The prophet Isaiah said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined." Maybe that was the moment my shackles fell off and I was shown that my dark room had an exit the whole time. I only needed God to show me the way out. It was enough of a revelation for me that I finally felt the weight of existential dread on my shoulders begin to lighten, to the point where I was actually eager to know more about God. Over the next few months, I had many opportunities to question my new friend about Catholic beliefs, questions about Jesus, about sin, etc. I was stunned to find out that what Jesus had done on the cross was sufficient payment for the totality of all my sins, and the only thing I had to do was believe in him. I was finally discovering the beautifully freeing text in Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one can boast." Soon after this incredible discovery, my coworker and I began dating. It was during this period that the Lord really worked on my heart and gave me an aversion for my sin. I was convicted by my boyfriend's lifestyle and choices, which made me look to Jesus even more for answers on how I should now conduct my life. Little by very little, I was enabled by the Lord and through the guidance of my husband to relinquish unrepentant sin in my life. And this I did gladly and with relief. I had discovered that by trusting in Jesus, I no longer was hopelessly cursed under God's law, but that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. And there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. I was finally free to know and love God. The Lord used my husband in a mighty way to bring me the message of saving faith. I am so humbled when I contemplate everything God did to perfectly maneuver my steps that led me to faith in Christ. I am overwhelmed with awe when I think of my Creator choosing me to love him and be loved by him forever before the foundation of the world. I am getting baptized today because it is my honor and privilege to show the outward sign of an internal truth, that my sins have been buried in Christ, and I have been raised to new life with him. Because of this great truth, I can say with the psalmist, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples."